All this dropping over the edge of the world with no thought for other people. We had to seriously distort reality, you know. Gosh. And now you have a very important task ahead of you. Oh, good. Many years ago we arranged for one of our number to hide in your head because we could foresee a time coming when you would need to play a very important role.
Me? Why?
You run away a lot,
said one of the voices.
That is good. You are a survivor.
Survivor? I've nearly been killed dozens of times.
Exactly.
Oh.
But try not to fall off the disc again. We really can't have that.
Who are we, exactly?
Said Rincewind. There was a rustling in the darkness.
In the beginning was the word,
said a dry voice right behind him.
It was the egg, corrected another voice. I distinctly remember the great egg of the universe, slightly rubbery.
You're both wrong, in fact. I'm sure it was the primordial slime.
A voice by Rincewind's knee said,
No, that came afterwards. There was a firmament first, lots of firmament, rather sticky. Like candy floss. Very syrupy, in fact.
In case anyone's interested,
said a crackly voice on Rincewind's left.
You're all wrong. In the beginning was the clearing of the throat.
Then the word.
Pardon me, the slime.
Distinctly rubbery, I thought.
There was a pause. Then a voice said carefully,
Anyway, whatever it was, we remember it distinctly.
Quite so.
Exactly.
And our task is to see that nothing dreadful happens to it, Rincewind.
Rincewind squinted into the blackness. Would you kindly explain what you're talking about? There was a papery sigh.
So much for metaphor, said one of the voices. Look, it is very important you safeguard the spell in your head and bring it back to us at the right time, you understand? So that when the moment is precisely right, we can be said. Do you understand?
End of CD 2.